we're about 15 minutes ahead of time, reflecting the new regime here. And so without objection, we'll take up council item number 65. Carla, would you please read the item?
Authorize amendments to the Voluntary Retirement Incentive Program, Health Reimbursement Account Plan Document and Summary Plan Description, administered by the Bureau of Human Resources, Health and Financial Benefits Office through June 30, 2021.
Anna, we'll kick it over to you.
Great. Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Anna Kanwit, Director of the Bureau of Human Resources. I'm here with Kathy Bless, who is our Benefits and Financial Wellness Manager. We are asking you to authorize amendments to the city's Voluntary Retirement Incentive Program. This program was in effect in 2013 and provides an incentive for employees to retire who may not otherwise be quite ready to do so. We are bringing the program back to you today in light of the 5% budget reduction directions that bureaus have received. Implementation of this program can provide important flexibility to bureaus as they're looking at reducing their budgets. And the goal would be that implementation of the program would help bureaus minimize impacts to employees through either layoffs or bumping. I'm going to turn it over to Kathy, who will explain to you what the program is. And with that, Kathy.
Good morning, Commissioners. Again, Kathy Bless, Health and Financial Benefits Manager with the City. So this morning, I'll talk to you a little bit about the Voluntary Retirement Incentive Program. As Anna already talked about, it was an earlier program adopted by the City in 2013. We're asking an amendment to that program now for 2016 to help bureaus build capacity and flexibility for program services and to protect employees who are just starting their careers with the City, protecting against any budget cuts. The Voluntary Retirement Incentive Program is a $15,000 contribution into a health reimbursement account, which is an HRA. It is money that's held at the City for the benefit of the employees, retirees who take advantage of the program. It is an account that allows for the payment of healthcare premiums and other out-of-pocket expenses. It helps really to build the bridge between when someone decides to retire and likely Medicare eligibility. Employees who are interested in the incentive can voluntarily submit an application for consideration, and they would have until March 31st, 2016 to consider this offer and submit their request. Bureau directors must approve the applications and will determine whether the approval of the applicant requests fits the Bureau's business needs as well as the potential savings involved. Each applicant that is approved will receive the $15,000 contribution, and it will allow payment of those out-of-pocket medical expenses and premiums for a five-year period of time. The Benefit Office will work with our current vendor to administer the plan and help participants as they get set up. Our office will also work with HR business partners and bureaus to answer any questions that will come up as folks are submitting their applications and going through the approval process. Not everyone that submits an application may be approved. It is purely at the discretion of the Bureau and how they determine the potential savings that they might glean from offering the incentive to the participant. So with that, I ask that you approve the amendment of the Voluntary Retirement Program, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Colleagues, questions?
So the $15,000 amount is estimated to cover, did you say, 5 years of health care premiums?
No, the program will run for 5 years. So they have 5 years to use the $15,000. The $15,000 is really it's about a year and a half's worth of premium on a two-party premium, and it's about 2 years of a one-party premium. So at the city's cost right now, so it does help them pay for those costs. And if they're covered under a spouse through an employer plan, they can hold this money for a little while and help pay for any out-of-pocket expenses or deductibles or coinsurance of another plan that they might be a participant of.
Mm-hmm. Other questions? Carla, do we have anyone signed up to testify?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this one.
We have a gentleman in the back.
Yeah.
Security, would you please escort this person? Oh, go ahead. Come forward. We have two people who'd like to testify. Come on forward. Need your name, and you have 3 minutes.
President, Commissioners, Jason Lehman, Vice President, Portland Firefighters. President wasn't able to make it today. Alan Firstwater, so I just wanted to speak on this a little bit. Didn't really have a chance to look it over much, but I did notice the FPD-NAR-covered employees are being treated differently on this, and I didn't get any explanation why because I haven't had a chance to ask anybody. So I don't know if somebody wants to address it, but I just see that it's going to – anybody that I assume is going to retire in April will not have this benefit if you're FPD-NAR, but PERS-covered employees would, so –
I understand it gets to do with the 27 weeks in that pay period for the retirement benefit calculation, so there's already an incentive for people to retire in April under FPD-NAR.
I kind of assume that's what it was, but that there is a litigation going on that right now, but at this point in time, there is no incentive to retire in April.
We can have staff address that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Johnson?
Good morning. As the commissioner noted, for the record, my name is Johnson, Charles Johnson. I'm very pleased. Firefighters present. I want to particularly thank the unionized IAFF firefighters. I do want to point out that I didn't take a look at the online sheet that talks about how many work hours have to go into preparing this, but I hope that the city will be more zealous in eliminating this particular waste and pushing for health care for all Oregonians. Doesn't matter whether you like Bernie Sanders or not, we need a national health insurance plan. And then this idiocy of having different classes of people getting different medical care and having to manage it as they go into retirement and benefits and stuff like that would just be some work that you would not have to do. You could focus on other important issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz, would you like staff to come back?
Yes, I think I'd like them to answer the question more completely than I was
Anna,
able to.
Did you hear the question?
Yes, I did. Thank you. So regarding the question from PFFA, well, first going back to the current litigation on the 27 pay periods, I think is likely to be resolved quite soon, but it is purposefully called out in terms of the eligibility for retirement. If a FPD-NAR member retires in April, then this incentive is not offered. As Commissioner Fritz accurately stated, with the 27 pay periods, which is April and October, there already is a built-in incentive. Estimates from police and fire are quite high in terms of the number of potential retirees. In addition, there is currently, we are in the process of negotiating with the Portland Police Association to see if there is a way to bring back retired police officers because of some of the staffing issues they're experiencing. This program, in exchange for the $15,000, actually includes a prohibition upon coming back to the city for 2 years. That's the consideration offered by the employee. With an exception, council could make an exception if need be. So the eligibility criteria are quite intentional in looking at some of the issues we have in public safety. And under the program generally, bureaus do have to show a cost savings. So it is, again, an intentional program to help bureaus address the potential budget reductions.
That's helpful. Thank you very much. Further discussion? And Carla, this is an emergency. Would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Well, it's always good to try to figure out how to balance the budget and make economies at the same time being fair to long-time public employees. It's also sobering to know that $15,000 is maybe at best 2 years' worth of health insurance premiums, and indeed I hope the council will be working towards more comprehensive solutions to build on the Affordable Care Act. Thank you very much for this work.
Aye. Saltzman?
Thank you.
Aye. Novick?
I appreciate your commitment to continue to look for innovative ideas to deal with our financial troubles. Aye.
Fish.
Aye. The matter passes. Thank you.
Thank you.